Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open.
All right, we're live.
Woo! Cosmic channels.
Your cosmic channelers tonight. You got Zell.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the Maester.
Dan. Here.
Dan,
for you.
Dan, present. Maester, present. All right. Cosmic Channels continues, but I want to make a couple announcements as we start the show. We've been doing, what we did, 57 episodes now? Something like that?
Yes.
I think even more, because I think season one we did 20 episodes. So it's 67 or something.
Right.
There's been, over the years, a lot of repeat callers. So, for the first time now on Cosmic Channels, I will be. You can still call, but for the public show, the release show, I will be. I'm editing the show. So, it's probably going to run a little shorter. So, if you're, some people call and they say, we just want to chat. No, we want your crazy stories. You can still call and still chat, but in the public release, you may find that your story gets, it might get missed. Just a heads up. Other than that, I think we got a caller on the line. Hello, Cosmic Channels. Hello, caller.
Hello.
There you go.
Oh, hello. Sweet. So you can hear me. Dad.
Yeah, hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Miami. This is George Garcia.
George Garcia. Welcome back to the show.
One second. I can barely see that.
You can barely hear us. You can barely hear us. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
A little better. One second. I'm going to make it even better. Don't go anywhere. I'm going under the desk. I'm going to no man's land.
There we go. He might not make it back. We've lost too many good men down there under Zell's desk.
I can hear you guys significantly better now.
Okay. So it's working. Zell's performing some type of blood sacrifice underneath the desk to increase our.
I sacrificed a rat that I found under there just right now, actually.
Excellent.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
All right, brother, what do you got for us tonight?
All right, so I'm here to tell you a fun little story that happened like maybe sometime last year. So it's more of a ghost story, so nothing UFO sadly.
Okay.
But so let me. Here. So I'm out and I'm with my mom, right? We're in our living room. We're in the kitchen and we have like this little dining room table next to this big wall of windows. So I'm here with my mom and basically, I see this really kind of a big skin-colored shadow run past the window. Like this weird skin-colored like blur. And I was like, huh, that's pretty weird. But maybe it was my imagination. But then I look over to my mom, and I realized that she reacted to it as well. And I was like, holy shit, you saw that too. And she looks at me and goes, don't freak out. And guess the fuck what I do? I freak the fuck out.
As you do.
And so, like, it was really quick too. It was like 3 seconds. Just, there's no light. It's, you know, basically it faces the backyard. Just weird skin-colored shadow run by the door in the darkness.
So when you say skin-colored shadow...
Yeah.
Like, so like, a skin-colored... Like, was it, like, insubstantial? Is that what you mean by, like, saying that's a shadow? Like, it's shadow-like? Like, you could see through it? Or...
Yeah. Weird, blurry... Imagine, like, a blurry person ran by a door. I mean, like, ran by the window.
Oh.
Okay.
Really weird. It was like a weird blurry flash.
But you say it's blurry, but you could tell it looked like a person, like a head, like a man kinda, shape.
Yeah. Okay. Like you look at it, your brain goes straight to like skin. Like weird.
Weird, yeah.
And so fun story, like my mom was like, Don't worry, we have a name for this in Spanish where we come from. In Cuba. So apparently there's a name for them and they're called celajes, which is, it basically just means like whoosh.
Whoosh? In Spanish.
Yeah, kind of just like a...
Like kind of just describing the type of entity this is?
So I thought it was just a fun little story.
Oh, it didn't attack you guys or come back for more?
No, they're just paranormal streakers. That's it. They're just, poltergeist streakers. Like, that's it.
Streak past the window and run away.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Extrasensory exhibitionists. Like, you know,
hey, that's a cool little encounter. What do you think? What do you think that is? What do you think those things are?
Fucking no idea.
No idea? Just some random phenomena?
Yeah. Literally no idea. I didn't exactly feel scared because it just happened so quickly. But what freaked me out was that I thought it was just me till I realized that my mom also reacted, because normally whenever you're in a situation like that, oh, it's my mind playing tricks on me, I'm like, there's another person here.
Yeah. Well, if it didn't try and cause you any harm or didn't come back for blood, you're probably all right.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. What'd you call them again in Spanish?
Celaje.
Cool.
At least that's what you call them.
Hey, that's the first time I heard it. There's always a new supernatural beast or entity we discover on this show, so we appreciate it.
I just remembered another one that I'll call back next time for.
Sounds good, man.
All right, man.
Thanks for the call. Bye. All right, looks like we got the calls sorted out there, Dan.
Nice.
Quick blood sacrifice of this pesky rat that's been bothering me.
Right, charge the circuits.
Mm-hmm.
That's, makes sense.
I just jiggled some wires. I don't know what I fucking did under there. Shit got crossed. Who knows? It happens. Oh, man. I was telling Dan before, so we had the album release party for a couple of Monkeys last night. And you know you're old when you take a few shots and it just destroys you. Because I can't recover.
That's the glory of getting old.
It's your body finally tells you to stop drinking hard. It's for the best.
It's true.
Anyways, we've got another caller. Let's bring them on the line. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
What's up?
We got a tag team call.
Yeah, there's two people involved in this story.
Awesome. What's your names? Where are you calling from?
So we were hoping to kind of remain anonymous for this one, but we can tell you where.
You got to give us a fake name.
Bonnie and Clyde.
From... Yeah, give me Bonnie and Clyde. Sure, we'll go with that.
From... Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So this took place in like the mountains of the Shenandoah in Virginia.
Oh.
A town called Standardsville.
Standardsville.
We had bought a piece of land to build a house on, and so we had moved out into we moved onto a farm that was close by, and we moved into a cabin. We found a cabin for rent for cheap that was built, I think I was told it was 1701.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So we were there for like almost 2 years, a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't all like back to back and a ton of stuff, but over the time that we were there, we had a couple of weird things happen. And just as time has gone on, we think back at them. And at the time, you know, we kind of shoved them off.
Right.
Like they weren't a big deal. But the more we think about it, as time's gone, we were like, nope, that shouldn't happen. That was really weird. So we thought they'd be kind of fun things to share because we've had a very much supernatural life, except for those weird experiences at the cabin.
Cool. Yeah, let's hear it.
So I guess I'll start. Nothing too crazy, but you know, I think there's something worth mentioning with the creepiness of kids' toys from time to time.
Oh, like yeah, dolls and shit? No thanks.
Well, in particular, in this case, it was like the electronics. Maybe like there's a battery-powered train, and it would, you know, it had like 6 different soundtracks on it. And normally you would have to press a button to establish one of them to trigger. And, you know, because we recently had some kids, some young kids. So we had some young kids' toys. And it would just start going off on its own regularly, and sometimes it would just skip from soundtrack to soundtrack, like without even playing out. Like it would be part of one and then part of another. I didn't really think much of it once, and I did record it, but I think the phone is busted. But there was one day that I came home for lunch and everything was quiet, and then I realized that I was hearing the baby's, there's like a rocker and it makes sort of like a motor noise when it rocks.
Okay.
And it was just going off on its own right above my head. And I think all of these experiences always took place in the same room. It was like the basement of this like 3-story small cabin.
Took place in the basement.
Yeah.
Same spot too.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right in the middle of the bottom. And so I heard this rocker and I was a little taken aback. I had to like really confirm that I was hearing this. So I heard this rocker for like 30 seconds straight. I creeped up the stairs. As soon as I got to the top of the stairs, it stopped. So I didn't actually get to see it rocking, but I for sure heard it rocking. And then there was something else that happened with Bonnie over here that is just kind of, you know, I like to kind of preface from my perspective that if you were to kind of imagine somebody that you thought was a very rational person and respected very much told you something that you just knew was absolutely impossible and couldn't have happened. But I'll stop talking there so she can take over.
Yeah, it was the same spot in the basement. But 2 separate occasions, I hallucinated. The first, I was just looking out the window and I saw my dog out the window, which my dog goes to work with a Clyde over here. So I figured Clyde was home, but they weren't. So I saw the dog, looked out the window for like a solid 5 seconds, and he was just kind of romping around in the garden. And then I went back to cooking and figured they were going to come inside. They never did. So I went outside. The car wasn't there. I called him. He was still at the work site. So that was really strange because he came back later with the dog, and the dog had been with him the whole time. So I hallucinated the dog. And then same time, same space, I was in like the central bottom room.
This is another occasion.
Yeah, on a totally another occasion, maybe a month or so later, I heard Clyde get out of his car and he was talking on the phone to somebody, like his voice. And I wouldn't have heard anybody else because we were in a cabin in the middle of nowhere. I mean, for several hundred yards, there wasn't another building or residence or structure around.
Right.
So his voice talking on the phone, like he was coming into the house. So I went up the stairs to go greet him, and he wasn't there, and the car wasn't there. And again, I called him, and he was still at the job site. So that was just really odd. And those were both in this old house that was on like a farm from, but that was a couple centuries old.
It's probably built on a whole family's full of graves.
It might be. It's hard to say. It was very, very colonial.
Yeah, you just your grandpa dies, take him out, bury him. Every generation, same thing. End up with like 40 bodies on this fucking chunk of land, probably.
Yeah. Hard to say. But we still talk about the ghost baby from the rocker. And it wasn't just the one time with the rocker. That rocker, it happened a couple of times. I actually saw it moving on its own.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, was this your rocker? Did you own this, or this was just in the house before you moved in?
No, we owned the rocker. It was like a Fisher Price rocker.
So you had a young child at the time?
Yeah, we did. We had a baby.
How old was the baby?
I'm sorry, what did you ask?
How old was the baby?
The baby's like this. At the time, the baby was like under a year.
Okay. So you're still up. So when you saw the dog, like that was your dog, right? When you said you hallucinated the dog, like it was your dog.
It wasn't anything else. It was my dog.
It was your dog. Okay.
My dog's so weird looking, pretty distinctive.
Weird. But the dog was on the job site.
Yeah, the dog was not there. So I definitely imagined a couple of things, and both of them, I didn't even put all this together until months later. And I was like, you know, I was in the exact same spot when this happened both times. And he was pretty concerned. I was losing my mind for a little bit there.
It's like a paranormal hotspot.
So little things, nothing too crazy, but crazy in our experience.
Yeah, and I'll say, you know, I'll attest that she's never given any other signs of schizophrenia, dementia.
Seeing ghost babies.
Yeah.
To go prosaic with it, like you guys would have been, I mean, you were new parents at the time, right? Like you just had.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're new parents, and I'm assuming your sleep schedules weren't exactly normal, average at the time.
What's the sleep schedule?
Exactly. So I that's something that I could possibly chalk it up to is just being kind of, you know, a little bit, you know, lack of sleep and just like you kind of having those kinds of experiences. It does happen with lack of sleep, hallucination stuff. I've seen moms completely forget that they're holding their children. Like, that kind of stuff, you know. It's just like you can see. Yeah. I've seen videos of a mom like holding her kid and like rocking the rocker at the same time, and they're looking over the rocker, and it's the kid's not there, and they're freaking out, but the kid's like right in their arms.
Could be that, or colonial hauntings,
or interdimensional time warp. I don't know. You know, time bubbles coming through
somewhere in that range. I would say. What do you think? Before we let you go,
2019, after the last collider episode.
Man, if I figured out how to travel to the past and was messing with her, I'd be so pissed that I didn't like fuck myself up with some kind of information.
Right? You're given that opportunity to go to the past, you got to make it worth it.
Yeah.
Really. Mess with your wife? Yes. 100%.
All right.
All right, hey, guys.
Well, thanks for the call.
My call.
No problem.
Cheers.
Talk to you.
Take care.
Yeah, I mean, it is. After just having experienced what continuous sleep deprivation can do to a person, anything's possible at that point. Like, honestly.
Wait till the second one.
Months and months of just like interrupted short sleeps, never getting full 6, 7, 8 hours. Fucks with you.
You can sleep when you're dead.
This is true. I think we got another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's going on? It's Kyle from Cincinnati.
Hey, Kyle. Thanks for the call. What do you got for us tonight?
So, the other day, I was listening to another podcast by Micah Hanks, and they were talking about Voyager 1.
Right.
I guess it's malfunctioning to where the GPS is showing it basically facing backwards, but it's still sending signals the proper way it's supposed to, which doesn't make sense because the antennas would be facing the other way. So I'm driving, I'm listening to it. Next thing I know, basically, in my head, it's like a remote viewing situation because I'm thinking about it. I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. So next thing I know, I'm sitting there and like everything goes completely black. And I'm on the highway driving and I just see this silver sphere. And in that sphere, I can see the Voyager 1. as it was flying through space, but it was something in front of it that was a mirror. So basically, it was almost as if I was able to remote view and see what Voyager was seeing. And it wasn't that it was facing backwards. It was that it was something was in front of it that was metallic and mirror-like, which was sending the images.
That's fucking dope. So it's some type of craft in front of it?
Yeah, but it didn't have... There was no windows. There was no indiscernible, like, way to describe it. It was basically just a sphere that was a giant mirror.
Interesting. So you just kind of have this vision after hearing this on the podcast.
Yeah, and I mean, I've called in and tried to do what's in the box, and it's never really worked. It's all just a blind guess. But I want to say at least 2 minutes of my drive, about 2 miles, completely gone on autopilot. Like, don't remember any of the drive, seeing nothing. All I can remember is this sphere flying in front of within. I could see the Hubble's the Voyager 1. So I got online and I saw what Voyager 1 looked like because I wasn't really sure. And that was the image that I saw.
That's what you've seen. I mean, the driving hypnosis is, I mean, that's a known phenomenon. Like, you just, like, where am I? I just missed how many miles? Like, you just, especially if the road is straight and there's, like, not a lot of traffic and there's no, just, like, you just kind of get zoned out completely. I've had that happen to me. I've never had, a remote, what I thought was a remote viewing session while doing it. But in that, if you're going to remote view, I imagine in that type of mindset, like, just, like, complete, like, you're zoned out, like, you're meditating almost by accident. If you're going to remote view, I would say that would be a proper mindset to be in. That or, like, some type of sensory deprivation or, like, chamber.
I think it would be preferable if you weren't operating a vehicle while you were meditating or remote viewing.
Well, yes.
I don't think it's... I wouldn't recommend it.
ideally not in a moving vehicle, but that state of mind, like, where you just you zone everything else out and, like, you just kind of forget where you are. So if you did... Let's say you did. You remote viewed. There's some type of ET craft, like, following the Voyager? Because isn't the Voyager, like, almost out of the Oort cloud? Like, almost gone from our solar system?
It's pretty far out there.
It's, like, well out there.
I think it had just left the solar system.
Yeah, it's, like, it's fucking way...
It's still within our, you know, the gravitational influence of our star, though. It's still kind of, like...
Yeah, that...
Like you said, it's that Oort cloud. It's still in there.
That extends out for, like, 2 light years or something. Like, well out, but still... It's well out there.
It's plucking along still. I don't know. Yeah, when they talked about it, it's malfunctioning. Like, it is degrading to a fair amount. Like, when you have equipment that has been out there for as long as Voyager has, being bombarded by, you know, cosmic rays, like, every day, 24 hours a day for the last, you know, decades. Like, it's bound to, at some point, it's going to shut off, and it's going to be kind of a landmark moment, but it'll be interesting if it does. As to why it's shooting, why something would reflect its own radio signals back at us, then that would be a whole different question as to being why something is following it. Especially, not even following it. If you said it's in front of it, so it's like, so it's not even following it. It's just in front of it, like I guess.
It was leading it the entire time. And the thing is like, you could vaguely make out what was behind it. Granted, I have no clue what any of that stuff is. I mean, I've looked at the James Webb telescope pictures and all that stuff and couldn't tell you what one thing was, but you could see everything around it. It's just like black with basically little specks. And then I was really surprised when I looked up the Voyager that it looked like what it did in my head. I think that's what kind of bothered
me. Had you never seen a picture of Voyager 1 before?
No.
Not that you recall, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, what has it been out there for 40 years? I'm sure at some point in time I've probably seen something, but
yeah,
not like I didn't just Google it when he talked about it.
Right.
I mean, it just happened. Like, he said it, and that wasn't even the topic of the podcast. It just was, they do kind of like space news, and it was bam, done. I was there. Happened. It was weird.
I mean, it's a cool experience. I don't know. It's tough to Or that's the thing about remote viewing. If you can't substantiate the other end, then it's hard to really know.
Yeah. Try it at home. Try it at home when you're not driving a two-ton vehicle. Like, and I'd be interested if you could get it going without maybe putting other drivers
without driving
your safety at risk. I'd like to see if you could try to do it without, you know, you might be able to reach farther or do something or maintain a vision, maintain a remote viewing experience for longer if you're not having your autonomic, you know, your whatever, your autopilot is also, you know, your brain's also occupied with driving your car at the same time. You might be able to do something with that.
But it wasn't intentional. Like, I wasn't trying to remote view. I can't remote view. I've always said that. I have a vivid imagination sometimes, but I don't think I can remote view. So I wasn't attempting to actually see anything. I just also, the next thing I know, I'm sitting there and this Voyager 1 is staring at me. And in the distance, you can see this just outline. And it wasn't like a purple, perfect disc. It was just, you could tell that whatever it was basically a mirror. Hey, and that was it. I mean,
maybe,
I didn't try.
Maybe not, instead of remote viewing, maybe you intercepted a signal from Voyager itself.
Yeah, that's slightly more scary than just being able to satellites here and there.
You got your part machine.
A terrible one at that, then.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, thanks for the call. That's definitely a weird experience, but yeah, try remote viewing again next time we do What's in the Box, and yeah, preferably not from a moving vehicle.
Sounds good. You guys.
All right, brother.
Take care.
Have a good night. Bye. That's crazy though, those Voyagers, because there was one and two, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that they've been going for that long. Like, and they
just launch them in space,
and they, like, still go. they still send like what, some type of very weak radio signal back, so we can kind of tell where they are. Is that what's going on?
Pretty much. I think it's not really. I don't think they're equipped with anything else. And if they did have any other equipment like photographic, I think it'd all be done by now. Like, it'd all be kind of degraded. I mean, I think it's like, how long does it take to get what the delay is? It's like a 12-minute delay or something. I can't remember.
It's even longer than that, I think, now.
It's just nuts.
Because light from the sun to Earth is 8 minutes. So I think this thing's well out.
So it's just, it's incredible. It's just having it out there. But yeah, when it finally shuts down, it's just going to be, weird.
I hope it sends us a cool message like the rover on Mars did. It's getting dark. All right. I think we got another caller here. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
How's it going, guys? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. What's your name?
Awesome.
Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Logan from Ohio. I live pretty close to Dayton, Ohio.
All right.
Logan from pretty close to Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
First off, just want to say love the show, guys. I've been listening for a long time.
Cheers.
Love the show. Big fan.
Appreciate it.
So, yeah, I just got a quick story about something that happened to me a couple of years ago. I believe it was like the fall of 2019. And it's either, I mean, it's got to be either a ghost or an alien, one of the two. But I'll let you guys kind of see what you think about that. And I've always believed in both, so I don't really know what to think of it. But basically, I was living in this apartment. It was a two-bedroom apartment, and it was not in like the greatest part of town where I live. So I always made sure, you know, every night I lived there with my girlfriend and our baby, and I always made sure every single night, you know, everything was locked up. I was very like security freak, so I made sure nobody's, you know, getting in or anything like that. So I locked up for the night. I worked pretty crazy hours, so I had to get up about 4:15, went to bed at like 10. And so I'm a very, very heavy sleeper too. And, you know, I was out for the night. I don't really get up unless I have to pee or something like that, you know, whatever. Nothing's going to wake me up for the most part. But at about 2:30 in the morning, I'm sleeping in bed closest to the wall, and my daughter's in between me and my girlfriend. And, basically I wasn't dreaming. I wasn't having a nightmare, anything like that. But I just shot up. Like, I just shot up out of bed, like straight up. Started looking at the door, and it just felt like something was just like watching me. And I just remember feeling like so terrified in that moment. And I looked right at the door where my doorway was. I was adjacent to it. And like standing in my doorway was this just like super tall thing. And like, I don't know if it was a human. I didn't know what it was at the time, but all I know is that like, I'm about 6'3" and I could kind of gauge where I walk in my doorway. And this thing was at least, had to be as tall as my doorway, which is like 7 feet. And this thing is just, it looked to me, I got a pretty good look at it. It was only there for 2 or 3 seconds, but I got a really good look at it. And to me, it looked like the outline or like the shape of what like the traditional tall gray alien would look like. And it's just looking right back at me. And the weirdest part of the whole thing, I'm just looking at it. It's there for like 2 seconds, and then it just like fizzled out. And it was almost like when you turn a TV off, or you go to like a bad station that you don't have reception on, and it's like all fuzzy. It just like faded into the doorway, or like kind of like when you stand up too fast or something like that, and you kind of have like stars in your eyes or something. It was like that, and it just like fizzled into the color of the doorway. And my heart was just pounding because, you know, I didn't know what to do. I had literally just woken up, and then no sooner did that happen and it disappeared, and my daughter just starts wailing, just crying her eyes out. And she's only 6 months old at this time, but like she usually slept through the night pretty good. And she was just bawling, inconsolable crying. So we were all awake at that point, and I didn't really say anything at the time because I didn't know what to do. So I got out of bed and I looked all around the house and just, or the apartment, just made sure that nobody was there with us or anything like that. And there was nothing, in the house. So I was freaked out. I just decided I was going to stay up for the rest of the night because I just couldn't go back to sleep. And I just remember being just so like freaked out the rest of the day. But that's basically what happened. And I just know I thought about it from time to time, you know, years later. And I've heard you guys talk about different things where like maybe they travel through different, you know, planes and they have to vibrate like their cells to get here. And I'm thinking maybe if they were like, you know, if they're able to kind of phase in and phase out, maybe that's kind of what it was. I don't know. But it was definitely the freakiest thing.
But what I have to ask, so when you weren't like paralyzed when this happened, right? You were aware and alert?
It wasn't a sleep paralysis thing for sure. I've had that happen. I was totally awake, totally. I just felt like something was looking at me. And I just shot up and I was totally awake. Didn't drink before bed, wasn't high. Like, I was just completely sober, awake, alert. And it was just like, it was there. I don't know. It was it was there. And then 2 seconds later, it was gone.
That's crazy that you say like, yeah, because I mean, some people say like, yeah, some type of either they have technology that can like phase them like that. And yeah. I mean, there's so many like abduction stories, right? So maybe the fact that you were awake and alert so fast, there's like not, nah, and they just said not today, not this family, and they moved on.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, like living so close to Dayton, where I live really close to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and people are always talking about aliens around here and stuff. So like, I don't know, maybe something escaped that night from one of the hangars or something. I don't know. It was the absolute craziest thing that ever happened to me. But I kind of lean more towards the alien thing just because of how it looked. And I've never really met that many 7 feet tall people. So I don't know what, you know.
No, 7 feet, that's a pretty rare height for a human. But I mean, they do exist, right. But something, one that could phase into your home and phase away.
It could have been an alien ghost.
I mean, alien maybe ghost.
It's the ghost of the aliens that died at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Oh, in Hangar 18.
Now has come to haunt you and your surrounding area. So it's a ghost.
It's got
a rare hybrid on your hands.
That'd be terrifying.
Maybe one of the Roswell aliens they took there, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it was crazy.
It just happened the one time?
Just that one time. I've never had anything else. You know, I always come out and sit around at night and look in the sky and maybe sometimes see things, but that's the only thing that's the only time it ever happened.
Yeah, I mean, I would, if that happened to me, I would never forget that. Even if I question my own sanity, I would fucking never forget that. I'm like, nope.
Yeah. It's weird because now that it's been a little while, the memory kind of like, you know, the feeling has never left me. Like, I always remember feeling so terrified, but like now as I, you know, I'll just think about it from time to time, but I used to think about it all the time. Like, just, I was obsessed with trying to figure out what it was. But yeah, it luckily, you know, it's never come back. So hopefully it doesn't visit me anymore.
Fingers crossed that it doesn't revisit.
And, yeah. Well, thanks for letting me call in, guys. Like I said, love the show. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much. We appreciate the call.
Thanks and
the
for support. Listening.
All right, guys. Okay. We'll see you.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. And I don't care what you what we think or what anyone says. If that happened to me, I'd be freaked for life. I would never be able to sleep again. Wake up, you see a fucking 7 foot, what looks like a tall gray, phasing towards you.
I wish I could say that's never happened to me, but it has on multiple occasions.
Yeah, but you're paralyzed. You can't move.
No, I've woken up before and like, because it's mostly because I have bad vision. It's like when I wake up at night, like I think people who have perfect vision take for granted how not scary things are when you can see them. But when I don't have my glasses on, I wake up in the middle of the night and maybe there's a fan in the side of the room that I forgot about, or there's just a shadow that just pops up outside my door that's like projected from like a headlight or something. It's scary. Like, I don't know what it is.
You have a random hallway light on and some weird fan, and all of a sudden you got an alien gray.
It's pretty anxiety inducing sometimes, where you're just like, I don't know what that is, and I can't find my glasses or something. Like, I forgot to put them in my usual place, and it's like, well, shit. Like,
I'm dead.
Guess I'm going to die.
Yeah, that's actually kind of funny. Just can't really tell what it is.
Nope. I think, people who have 20/20 vision, lucky you.
Hey. Laser surgery, Dan. I got it. Looks like a charm. All right, another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Fernando, and I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Thanks, Fernando. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, so I have a couple experiences, some paranormal ones that I've had in my house.
All right, well, let's start with the scariest one, and we've got time, we'll move on to the second.
This actually happened a couple months ago. So I was in my room, my old room. I recently moved rooms, but I was in my old room, literally right two rooms down from me, and it was about 2 a.m, and I'm restless. I need to go to the bathroom, so that's exactly what I do. I leave my room, I turn the corner from my room to the bathroom, and down the hall near my brother's room, I see a basically like a torso, a white floating torso. I don't know if it was like my mind playing tricks on me, because it was so late or what, but right. When I saw it, I like completely froze, like chills went down my spine, fucking my arm hairs stood up. I stood there for a couple seconds, immediately turned around, walked back into my room, and tried to piece what I saw together.
White.
So when you say torso, are you talking about just the trunk? Are you talking about like arms, like legs?
So, well, let me be more specific. It was like the top of a human body, like arms, head, chest, everything. But I couldn't see features. It was more like an outline. But it was see-through. It was white.
So it was white and see-through. So it had a head, it had arms, no legs?
Yes. No legs.
Top half.
From the waist down, or were the legs like cut off at a certain point? Were they like...
No, there was just no legs whatsoever.
So it was just cut off at the waist and then...
Mm-hmm. Just half a person.
Literally.
Is it fat, skinny?
Kind of skinny, not super chunky. Like your average build.
Everything else was proportional? Arms, head?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I couldn't.
But you said no features, so just a blurry white outline, no see-through outline, pretty much.
Glowing just half like, torso.
Think of it like if fog tried to take form of the top half of the human body.
Okay, that's a good. That's a good way to put it. Actually, I can picture that.
Yeah, like I literally stood there, pitch black. I could see this fucking clear as day. I stood there I went back into my room. I was like, what the fuck did I just see? Like, what? Yeah.
Then what happened?
I peeked the corner again after it happened and there was nothing there. I'm like, what the fuck?
Also, like, it was more of a fleeting glance then? Like, you seen it?
No.
Looked away? No, looked back and
I
was gone?
I literally, made eye contact with this thing. Like, I stared at it for a couple seconds.
So, could you tell where the eyes were? Or, so it was just a head, but...
It looked like the front was facing you. So, you assume you made eye contact.
Yeah. Because
it seemed to acknowledge you.
Was it like hovering or was it like stationary? Was it like hovering slightly, like moving?
It was in my brother's room. Like just floating there.
Like floating up and down, like side to side? Like what kind of...
No.
Like in a circle?
Like stationary.
Stationary.
Weird.
Yeah. I literally saw this thing back, like... I didn't turn around. I just backed up, back into my room.
And then when you looked back, though, you said it was gone.
Yeah, I waited like a couple of minutes to see if it was there because I was obviously scared. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Well, that's not an everyday occurrence right there, I would say.
Yeah, no. And, that's not the only thing that's happened here. That's like, I've seen shadows and also, this might sound weird, hair,
Like floating hair?
Like, let's say if,
Like, what's the cousin from Adam's family? It. It?
No. No.
Not like that?
No, it's not from Adam's family. So, that's a completely different story.
All right, we're going to try and limit to one story per caller. But thanks for the first one. So, a floating half torso.
Yeah.
Seems human, but you couldn't see the features really, but it seemed to make eye contact with you or look at you.
It was just there. I didn't know if it was facing, if it was back, if its back was to me or if its front was towards me. I could just see that.
Right. And nothing seemed, it didn't seem like malicious. Like it didn't, give you like an evil feeling or anything. It was just there.
Literally, it was there. And I didn't know what to think of it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just a strange phenomenon, weird figure. It's like you're not sleeping, so it can't be, it's not like a shadow person. It's like sleep paralysis, no. But it's like a something weird. Yeah, I don't know. That's the first half torso glowing white human figure we've got on the show.
Before you guys leave, I want to say I'm a longtime listener. I've listened to all your episodes. I love you guys. You guys, I've put you on to so many of my friends.
Hell yeah! That's really the best way to support the show is just tell a friend or two.
Yeah, my brother listens to you. His girlfriend. Yeah.
Awesome, man. Hey, we appreciate the support. Yeah, tell everyone. Just walk around. Just walk around town. Just yelling, "Alien Theorist Theorizing, Cosmic Channels." They'll get it.
Yo, yeah, they'll figure it. And I'll gladly wear that every day.
Fuck yeah!
Next time you see the torso, turn the torso on to us too.
Yeah. throw some headphones at him.
Yeah. Tell him to call in too.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Have a good night.
Take care.
You too. Take care.
It's like a half ghost.
Half ghost. Not as half as spooky. Or more spooky. Is it more spooky to have a whole ghost or just like pieces of a ghost? Like disembodied head floating around versus a whole
body ghost? I'm going to say partial ghost is scarier. Like if it's missing an arm.
So is it like proportional to the body part? Like the percentage of body parts you can see? Like so it gets scarier the less body that you can see.
Yeah, so if you have a full-bodied ghost...
Full-bodied apparition.
You know, it could be scary in the right circumstance, but if you just see it from a distance, like a fleeting glance, you're like, oh, cool, well, whatever.
So you just say like every part that's missing, it's like goes up, spookiness goes up by like 20%. Like that's where I put it. Like that's probably what
Well, if we go with four appendages, that's 20% each. But But then what? A full half a body. I mean, that's 50%.
It increases rate. By 20%, I'm saying. Like, it's like, it's already spooky, right? So that's already spooky, but then like goes up by like increments of 20% body part.
So if we see a ghost with no arms or legs, it's up 80%.
Right.
Automatically.
Right. So it's like almost double as spooky.
I would say.
Right. Because then if it's just a head, that's like, that's double spooky. That's 100% spookier.
I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
This is a new ghost ranking system that we've come up with on the show. So if you
right here, it's happening.
If you have seen
science people,
a full body ghost, we don't want to hear about your full body ghost anymore. If this ghost isn't dismembered, missing a head.
Yeah. Full body apparitions are so 2018.
Come on.
We want like dismembered ghosts, separate body pieces floating around. That's what we want.
Hey, if you're watching live, we got time for a couple more calls here.
It's true. Yeah. At least one more.
At least one more.
I think one more. One more good one. If one somebody's more good got call. One out there.
Like, did you see fucking Bigfoot?
Fuck, Colin, if you've seen Bigfoot.
Have you seen Bigfoot? I don't know. For some reason, huge sucker for Bigfoot sightings.
Because they're cool, man.
Just because I still cling. I was like, he could be out there, man.
I don't like, I genuinely, it's like, it's still interesting if you saw something in the woods, something big in the woods, still terrifying. I don't care what it is. It doesn't have to be a cryptid. It could be fucking a bear. Could have been a bear. That's still scary. Something big in the woods and you saw it so close enough to see it. And it's still creepy.
Or you didn't even, you heard it.
Yeah.
Like that's terrifying.
Fuck. Could have been a moose. Could have been a big ass deer. Don't care. Still scary.
Dude, scary. I'd rather see a fucking bear in the woods than a fucking... Moose. Rutting moose, fucking giant antlers. All right, another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's up, Zealous? The guy who tried to call at first.
Ah, there you go. Now we can hear you.
Yeah, it would sound crystal clear now.
Redemption.
Yo, yeah, I know. It's crazy. It my bad. My phone connected to my AirPods and my car steering at the same time.
Rookie mistake.
That'll happen.
Yeah. Right.
That's right. We'll let it slide. We'll let it slide this time. But next time, God, we're sticking a fucking half a ghost on you.
Yep, your redemption arc starts now, so give us something crazy.
All right. Well, I'm Joe from Southern California. So I had I grew up with this crazy memory of seeing a UFO land in a field. And I always wanted to call and talk about it, but it was just a memory, I thought. And I always had that memory with my friend. My friend was with me, my best friend, my childhood best friend. And a few months back, he shows up at my house because, you know, you kind of separate from your childhood best friends as you grow up. So I hadn't seen him in years. And he showed up at my house and he's like, hey, man, like, how you been? Whatever. And then he said, do you remember seeing something in the river bottom? And I was like, no shot. Was that for real? And he said, yeah, like he had the same memory. So we discussed details and it was exactly the same. And it went like this. So back in the day, there were strawberry fields behind my house. And we used to ride through the strawberry fields to try to get to the river bottom. And we were almost to the river bottom. We're about 2 football fields away. And we just got hit by this crazy wind. It felt like there was a helicopter above us. And we stop our bikes and we look up and we see something that's blacker than the night. Like the night is black, but this thing was just blacker and it was big. It was way bigger than a helicopter.
So it was, are you trying to tell me it was darker than dark?
It was darker than dark. Like, okay. Man.
Perfect.
So we watched this thing land in this like patch, just like surrounded by trees, but with this little flat patch with smaller trees. And when it makes contact, we get hit with this crazy wind again, but this time this wind is hot. In Southern California, the night, you know, it's probably like 62 degrees, and it felt like we're getting hit with like 90 degree wind. And we watch it for about 10, 15 seconds, and it lifts off, and it just kind of slowly goes away, and we watch it drift off, and, you know, we're kids, we're kind of freaking out, but we want to see what happens. So we ride over to where it landed, and all the little trees were broken. All the little trees were broken, and it was about like a 40, 50 yard radius of trees that were broken. And we ride home, we tell our parents, of course they don't believe us. So the next day, during the day, we go and check. And sure enough, the trees are, it's real. Like we didn't, I don't know.
Shit.
It's a trip because like I suppressed it and he suppressed it. He wasn't sure if it was like something he made up in his head. And he went like 10, 15 years, like I did, without contact with each other, kind of thinking like, I'm not sure if that was a real memory or not. And he remembers it too.
How old were you when it happened?
Junior high, probably like 8th grade, so 13.
13. Hmm. And how old are you now?
I'm 34 now. Old.
Not old. Yeah, I'm 34. Easy on the old.
Hey,
you're practically dead.
Well, you're a vampire. 34, yeah. You're still a baby.
I'm 34 in this body. Dead. I got this body.
You're practically dead.
Yeah.
You know what? This body's almost expended. I gotta fucking upgrade here.
I feel you. But yeah, so that's it. Just a quick story. But that, yeah, I always wanted to call and tell like my half of it, but he solidified it and made it like, I guess that's what we really see.
So any more details about the craft?
I don't know. It was round, but it had like sharp edges where it touched. It looked really sharp, kind of like a diamond almost.
When was it? What year is this?
I'm 34 now, so I was 13.
He's like, I don't know, 2003 or so?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah.
2003, 2004?
Yeah, somewhere like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
What part of Southern California is a big place? Like, what part of Southern California?
Oxnard.
Oxnard. What? Oxnard?
Oxnard. Okay.
Yeah.
Oxnard. I gotta look at a map here.
I mean, it's just really cool that, like, you both seen it, thought you either made it up or, like, seen something wrong, and then later in life connect and go, like, oh, no, we did see something fucking cool there.
Yes. He showed up at my house just to ask if I remember it the way he remembers it.
Oh, so he reached out to you first?
Yeah, yeah. I always wanted to ask him, but I didn't know where he was living. He moved away. And he was visiting family, so he showed up at my house.
So you hadn't seen him in years, and he just like...
No.
He's in town and just makes contact.
Yeah, because, you know, junior high, your best friend, and you go to high school, and you kind of, you know, new friend groups, and we just kind of separated, and that's it.
Yeah, it happens, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That's wild. That's cool that stuck with you, though, this whole time and, like, kind of reaffirmed that you both seen something unexplained.
Yeah, I can't explain. I don't know. It was just dark. That's all I got. Like, it was just darker than the black sky.
It's darker than dark.
Darker than dark. Yeah, so that's it. That's all I got.
Hey, that's a really cool story, man. And that's going to stick with you forever.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Love your podcast, man.
Hey, thank you very much. Have a good night.
You guys have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Dan, are you looking for atmospheric phenomenons of 2000?
Oxnard has Oxnard has like a naval construction, like a CB base there. I'd have to go something like that. That was a quick search. So it's like, I'm not.
We need more like exact night dates area.
Right. So I'm like, yeah, night date area, whatever, that kind of stuff. But it's like just looking for local airports in the area. It could have been something like that. Could have been a low flying aircraft. It had to be really low. Something like that.
Well, it said it broke trees.
That's what I'm saying. It had to be really low. I always find it weird that it's like UFOs would use that kind of like something. If it were an alien craft, it's like it seems strange to use a type of propulsion that would actually just kind of even affect an air like that. Like, because I mean, the way that they travel, it's, you know, assuming that they're able to negate the forces of gravity and friction, you know, you'd be able to just slip through. It wouldn't even make it. It would just, it kind of stands to reason, I think, that you'd be you wouldn't have to deal with the expansion of air or like moving air around. You just like set down wherever you want to go or move to the air without that kind of a needed kind of propulsion method that would affect the surroundings, you know?
I would agree, because of like, I mean, let's say that a craft of this ET origin crashes, like it malfunctions. It's different than like it didn't break branches and leave. If it actually crashed, there'd be a little more to it. But I mean, the stories is cool that like you're that young, you see something, you never talk about it. 20 years later, guy's like, you remember that fucking craft? He's like, I thought I made that up. He's like,
I mean, it's nice. I mean, I assume it's very, you know, it's a relief. To kind of have that.
You're like, am I fucking crazy? Did I really see this?
Did I really?
20 years ago?
Yeah.
I seen something. I don't know what it was, but I seen something.
It's validating. It's validating to have somebody come in and being like, yeah, that wasn't just crazy memory. Like, we saw something that night. Something. Don't know what it is, but we knew we saw something interesting. Something.
All right, we'll take one more call if someone calls in the next 30 seconds. If not, this episode of Cosmic Channels will come to a close.
30 seconds.
Start the fucking countdown. If Dan can finish his... Dan's going to slam a bottle of whiskey in 30 seconds. You got a call before that.
A little bit left. It's pretty good. I don't know if I want to slam it.
Don't slam it.
This is pretty good stuff. Like, this
what do you got?
This is Umiki. It's Umiki. It's a Japanese whiskey. And apparently it's the first ocean, world's first ocean fused whiskey finished in pine barrels.
Pretty good. Pine barrels, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Not too many pine barrels. You don't really hear about pine barrels very often.
Apparently Japan is known for pine trees, or at least the area that this place is.
Japan buys all their trees from Canada.
Well, now they do. Because they don't want to, they don't have, they don't used enough, to have trees.
They don't have enough forest to replenish their needs.
No. Unless they want to harvest the haunted Aokigahara forest and nobody wants to go in there.
All right. James Barnett says he's trying to call. God damn it, Jim.
God call damn in. It, Jimmy.
God damn it, Jim. Jim Barnett, call in. Someone's calling. Is it Jim
Just
Barnett?
In time.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
At the buzzer.
Is this Jim Barnett?
It is.
God damn it, Jim. All right, welcome to the show.
Close out the show, Jimmy.
Hey, long time listener here. Appreciate everything you guys do.
Hell yeah, man.
We appreciate everything that we do.
We appreciate you. Where are you calling from?
From Central Coast, California.
Central Coast, California.
Yeah, near Vandenberg Air Force Base.
Okay. I did, like, the story just went up 4 points. Air Force Base.
You've piqued our interest.
I don't have a story, but what I want to talk to you guys is I've got a badass idea. A long time ago, you guys, I think Dell and Braden were talking about something about when you have an idea about something, you're like, dude, I should have bent that. And then it kind of puts it out in the ether, and then all of a sudden... You don't do anything about it. You don't do any patent or anything. And all of a sudden, there it is. Somebody invented it. You know?
It's out there. Yep. Sure.
So I just wanted to call and say I've got a badass idea for all the electrical vehicles that are going on now, especially here in California.
Well, you know what you're about to do. You're about to give away a billion dollar idea.
Don't tell him.
I'm not going to give it
let
up.
Let him tell us first.
Tell us. Tell us your idea.
No, I'm not going to tell you my idea. What I want to do is I'm actually wanting to test this thing.
See, Zell, you see what you did?
I don't
did?
Know how to
you
do
see what you did now?
we could have had
ATT Tesla.
What? Tesla. Have you told us, before you give any more details, have you told this idea to anybody?
Nobody.
Well, how do you know it's in the ether?
Because I've sprang the idea, and so it's in my mind, and so doesn't that put it up in the ether?
It very well could. We'll go with that. So just you thinking the invention has now, it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't act first, someone might beat you to it.
So basically, I'm just going to say this for just a little bit of proof is they're having troubles with long ranges when you have an electric truck and you're pulling a trailer.
Sure, drains faster.
The load obviously reduces the mileage that they're able to go. So I've got an idea, and if this comes to fruition by not my doing, we know that theory about putting your ideas up in the ether and then somebody else taking hold of it.
Well, how are we going to test this theory now? We have to wait for this invention, and then you got to call back?
Yep.
Oh, God damn it, Jim.
Is it batteries in the trailer?
If I give away my idea, then what's going to happen is somebody's going to run with that and create it. And then, I'm giving them the answer, but I just want to test the theory.
Okay, so you put this idea for longer range electric truck hauling into the ether. And you're saying that because you've done this, someone, probably Elon Musk, is going to steal it from you, from the ether.
Yeah.
Wait, so how are we going to know exactly what it is? How are we going to know?
Because I'll call back and I'll say, I told you so.
Well, now I'm going to be checking the electric vehicle news daily, if there is such a thing, and looking for extended range on towing trucks.
you go.
How long ago did you have the idea?
Yesterday.
Oh, it's not enough time. It might be years before we hear this.
I don't know. They're developing EV vehicles pretty rapidly now.
I know. I took one back in college. I took like patent law, IP law, and it's a slow moving process.
Oh, okay. See, I know nothing about it, and I wouldn't be smart enough to do that myself anyway. All I know is you got to get lawyers involved and shit like that, and I'm like, nope, not me.
But most people don't have the money to really pursue patent.
Yep.
Okay, well, we'll keep our ears to the EV news for fucking Jim's for extra range towing trucks.
We'll be waiting for your I told you so, I guess.
Yeah, we'll be waiting for the I told you so in 2024.
Sure. I'm sure you guys will still be around by then.
You never know. No guarantees. Some death and taxes.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye.
Take care. It's batteries in the trailer.
Dan's already stolen it.
It's batteries in the trailer.
That's a great idea.
Because then you'd sell people just the battery trailers with like the extra battery pack in the back. You just like plug it in on the towing hitch. Like you just plug it in.
I mean, I've seen.
Because it'd be really heavy though, probably.
Well, so I've seen so much electric, like new electric toys stuff, like electric snowmobiles, electric quads, electric dirt bikes. Then another day I was reading something about electric boats. And just the buoyancy of a boat can hold so much weight that you can pack so many batteries in the hull.
Oh, those things must be so fast.
That you, yeah, and this, so they have, this was a prototype I seen, I can't remember what the company was, but so you pack the whole hull full of batteries. It's like 5,000 pounds of battery.
Ah.
But it's so buoyant, like boats are extremely buoyant to start with, especially depending on the hull design or whatever. And then they have, when you tarp it, because most people don't boat every day, right? You boat on the weekend or once or twice a week or something.
Yeah.
So you tarp it and it has high efficiency solar tarp.
Oh, that's pretty
good. That trickle charges your boat while you're not using it.
That's pretty good. It's pretty clever.
It takes like something like 30 hours to fully charge.
But if you're not
you're not using it every day. Yeah. So you park it on Sunday, you come back on Saturday morning,
your
boat's fully charged. And the range was insane because there's so many batteries in this fucking boat.
I like it.
It's cool shit.
I'm stealing it.
And one more thing about batteries. I just read the other day, Switzerland, I guess. Have you heard of like these water batteries they make?
The water batteries? No.
So it's not really a battery. It's like a store of power.
Okay.
So they have all this renewable energy, right?
Sure.
So wind and solar and tidal or whatever. And during the day, the excess energy is used to pump water uphill into a reservoir.
Uh-huh.
And then at nighttime,
it comes down
and turns the turbine the other way. It's 80% efficient.
That's pretty good.
And so on like a really like well-producing renewable day, like high wind, high sunlight, high tides or whatever, they can power like 600,000 homes with this water battery. Genius.
Fucking on it.
And it just opened. I guess it just opened like a month ago. So pretty cool. A lot of cool shit out there. Like
the future is now.
We're just finally witnessing the start of like the real.
Once we can finally kill fossil fuels with the final killing blow.
I mean, I don't think you're ever going to fully kill, but like for like consumers, like everyday vehicles, toys.
Well, boats. Not with that attitude.
Well, there's this like just a haul, like just to move heavy machinery. It's just not. Well, I mean, not. Yeah, eventually maybe, but right now, not feasible. Unless you plug in an excavator, like with a big high.
Yeah.
Like just plug them in everywhere
big
you go.
Big old cable.
Big old fat cable, plug them in. Anyways, no more calls. We're over time anyway. So thanks for tuning in for another episode of Cosmic Channels. We appreciate it. You know the drill. Second and fourth Sunday of every month, call in, tell your stories. Give us your theories, your thoughts. Make fun of Braden. Whatever you want to do.
Mostly make fun of Braden.
Make fun of. We should have a dedicated episode. All just fucking your favorite Braden moments.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Dan?
Nope. Not. Yeah. No.
Nothing from Dan. All right, everybody.
Peace.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.